We are in the thick of the Christmas season and it is so much fun, but it's also a lot. So today I wanted to share a Christmas podcast that'll help you find a pocket of calm in all of the crazy. It's called the Calm Christmas Podcast. Hi, I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts. Beth, the host, describes the show like this. The Calm Christmas Podcast is a cozy listen during the darkest season of the year. Best-selling well-being author Beth Kempton shares soothing wintry words from her favorite poets and writers, tips for a stress-free holiday season, and advice for taking care of yourself at this time of year. The length of each episode is 15 to 30 minutes long. Before we learn more about the vibe of the Calm Christmas Podcast, we're going to take a quick break to talk about a way for you to up your podcast game with me as your guide. So you started your podcast. That's an amazing accomplishment. Good for you. But now you're realizing that it could be so much better. One way you can improve your show is by scouring YouTube, Pinterest, and Google for the podcast tips and tricks, but quite honestly, that can be overwhelming and doesn't usually always work for what your show needs. Let me tell you about a more streamlined and personalized way to up your podcast game. You can join my program, The Sounding Board. It's a small group coaching program starting in January where I'll spend 6 weeks teaching you how to take your podcast from a decent long-term marketing strategy to an amazing way for you to find new clients and keep the ones you already have. You'll be learning with a group of motivated podcasters and we'll have an exclusive Voxer group where you can ask questions specific for your podcast and get feedback from the group. The Sounding Board will take your podcast from to excellent in 6 short weeks. Doors open for the program on January 1st. If you have any questions, please email me at friendlypodcastguide@gmail.com or hop on over to Instagram and send me a DM at friendlypodcastguide. I can't wait to help you make your podcast the best it can be. Now we get to hear a clip from the Calm Christmas Podcast, so you can just feel the cozy vibe that permeates the show.
"Tell me," the little one said as she snuggled closer on the sofa, "about Christmas in the olden days." Her mama kissed her blonde curls and shared the thrill of that one gift with her name on it. A doll in a pram. The blankets made by wrinkly hands, clacking needles in the candlelight over many wintry nights. She told of stirring the plum pudding with a big wooden spoon, apron at her ankles, on a chair by her mother, of whispering a wish as she stirred, and of the wish coming true. Now, as she looked at her own child, face beaming in the firelight, she realised that she had forgotten all that. But this little one was her chance to remember. Welcome to the Calm Christmas Podcast with me, Beth Kempton. A few words there from my book, Calm Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please come on in, out of the wind. I'm so glad you found this old cottage, hidden away as it is in a small village in the southwest of England. Come on through to the kitchen and pull up a chair. There are gingerbread stars fresh out of the oven and steaming tea in the pot. How have you been, my friend? I'm so glad you're here and I've got so much to share with you. Ah, what a joy it is to welcome you to a third season of the Calm Christmas Podcast, timed just as autumn turns to leave and in its shadow offers us a glimpse of winter. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're a listener from previous years, welcome back. It was so lovely to hear from so many of you last year, and I am delighted to be back with a whole new series for this winter. Here on the podcast, we trace the turning of the seasons in nature and in our minds and hearts. We seek out ways to be more mindful about the approaching holidays, and I offer inspiration and tips for using this time to rest and restore after yet another full year. This season of the podcast has a particular significance for me because my lovely mum died in April, less than 3 weeks after a terminal cancer diagnosis. It was a huge shock, and to be honest, it's only recently sunk in properly that this will be our first Christmas without her. She absolutely loved this time of year, and she always made it so special for me and my brothers when we were growing up. Many of the traditions in my own home are born from things that she did with us or for us when we were children, and she taught me what a difference a sprinkling of magic can make to everything in the depths of winter. I know that there will be deep sadness in the weeks ahead, but I also know that it mattered to her that we continue to embrace Christmas, to treasure it as a time with our own children who are growing up too fast, and to ensure that we welcome light and joy into our homes this year, as we try to do every year.
Beth's voice is so soothing, isn't it? I've loved using the show to help me take a deep breath when the stress of this time of year starts to get to me. If you know someone who could use the Calm Christmas podcast in their life, will you share this episode with them? Also, if you want to take your podcast from a decent marketing strategy to the perfect tool to help you get more clients and keep the ones you already have, join my group coaching program, The Sounding Board. Doors open on January 1st. Talk to you soon.